Oh, my sweet boy. You did so well tonight. Here. Let me get these cuffs off of you. And help you lay down. Do you feel weak, baby? That's okay. I've got you. Let's scooch down a little bit so you can be comfy. And I'll take your blindfold off. There are those gorgeous eyes. So soft and submissive after our scene. I could look into your eyes all night, my lovely boy. But you know the rules. That's right. After a scene, you need a snack. And some water or Gatorade. Do you need any aspirin? We just got another bottle for the nightstand. No? Okay, honey. But do get your snack. And I'll grab your favorite blanket. You stay right there. Take a few nibbles from your treat. And I'll be right back. I'm sorry, baby. I just needed a glass of water. Your blanket's on the couch. So I figured I'd kill two birds with one stone. Oh, here. Let's wrap this around you. Nice and cozy. You did so good, honey. I'm proud of you. Take some slow breaths and just relax. You're so cute when you're just coming down from your subspace. So soft and lovable. I could just eat you up. Some kisses will do for now, though, Don't forget your snack, sweet boy. I love how cuddly you get. Like you would give anything for some head scratches and warmth and some tender touching. As far as the head scratches go, how are these? You're such a wonderful boy. And I love you so much. And moments like this are the most special, don't you think? That pleasant post-fuck exhaustion settling into your bones, flush with afterglow, snuggled up to someone who loves you more than anything in the whole wide world. It doesn't get much better than that. Except I get to watch you relax. I know how hard everything has been for you lately. Work stressing you out. Your family. Just everything. That's why I wanted us to play tonight. Taking the time to push you to your limit. And take you to your pure bliss with me. To take your mind off of everything outside of our bedroom and keep you right here with me. And now you're here with me in my arms. So goddamn cute. Tuckered out and happy. All you have to do is relax and let me take care of you. And that's all you need. Warmth. Love. Snack. Sex, kisses. I think those are the 5 food groups. Is it 5? Who cares? There are much more important things to do. Like, talk about how cute you are. Your hair smells so good, and your skin smells so good, and it's so soft. I'm glad I started buying your shampoo and soap. It means you'll always smell exactly how I like it. It makes me want to just nuzzle my face into your hair and skin and just cover you in kisses. Speaking of, I hope those bite marks didn't hurt too much. Are they okay? What about where I paddled you? Not too painful? Okay, honey, but there's still aspirin if you need it. You are such my good boy. So proud of you. I wouldn't have any other boy in the world. You're the best. I got lucky and got the best. Honey, you still with me? Just checking. You were kind of mostly asleep, holding a half-eaten granola bar. No, my sweet boy, it's okay. Let me just take that from you. Put it over here. I wouldn't want to leave it on the bed, because that's how you get ants. Yes, we can watch more Archer, but that's for tomorrow. You're already mostly asleep, and I know you've had problems with sleep hygiene, so no TV tonight. Just touching and cuddling with you, curled up and resting on my chest. No screens, all snuggles. And a smooch or two. Are you comfortable, honey? Do you need anything? And you know how proud of you I am, right? Good boy. You did so well. I know you're still getting used to being restrained and being blindfolded, but it definitely seems to make you more sensitive. It also makes me happy that you're pushing your boundaries for me, even though you know you don't need to. You don't have to do anything to make me happy, my sweet boy. Just having you makes me happier than I've ever been. Just that adoring way you look at me makes my heart grow 3 sizes. I know you would love nothing more than to fall asleep in my arms, all sweet and warm and loved. And I know that as soon as my fingers start to stroke through your hair and massage your scalp, those eyelids start to droop. You are so fucking cute, baby. Every time I exploit your weakness for having your hair played with, you go into sleepy overload. It's precious. You're precious. You shouldn't go to bed right now, but you're just too cute. You know those memes you see about people being unable to get up when they have cats sleeping on them? Like, this is my life now, or I'll die of thirst before I move you, or stuff like that? That's me right now. I can't get up because my sweet baby boy is too perfect, too cuddly, and cuddled up to force me to move. I'll tell you what, baby boy. You can stay right here and sleep for now. But in a few hours, I'll wake you up. And we'll take a shower together. Sound like a plan? I know. I'm very kind and generous. Now, shh. Rest for me, my sweet, sweet pet. Rest and relax and wake up refreshed with me.